We're going, look, if you get me five people that say we want to go back to the beginning, or we want to do Hilchos Tefillah, or Hilchos Tefillah, or Hilchos Tzitzis, or Hilchos Shabbos, we'll do that. But in the Seder HaDvarim, we're up to here. So it's a Monday night, Or LeBeis Iyar, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're up to Siman Samach Vav. The Shiur is flexible enough that if there's a group of people that want to start Hilchos Shabbos, we'll do that. Or Chosh Mishpat. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're up to Hilchos Iska. Now, everybody knows the words Heter Iska, Heter Iska, Heter Iska, Heter Iska. But before you know what Heter Iska means, you got to know what the word Iska means. Because the Heter Iska is based on the concept of transforming a loan into an Iska. The word Iska means a business deal. It's a business, Iska, you know. It's an Aramaic word, it means a business deal. Now, forget, we're not up to Heter Iska yet. First, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wants to us to understand the concept of an iska, because an iska itself, your average iska has already a rebus problem in it. No loan, no heter iska. Iska has a rebus problem because your standard average iska in the time of the Gemara had an investing partner and a, what's the other word, a working partner, what's it called? Your average Iska in the Gemara had the guy that supplied the money, and he stayed home and slept, and one guy ran the business. That was an Iska. They shared in the profits and the losses.
Why is that a Rebus problem?
Why is that a Rebus problem? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur will now explain. Because, what's the pshat they're sharing in the profits and losses? Like, how does that happen? So the Gemara says your average iska is, you don't even have to speak this out anymore. The way it is automatically, what it morphs into, let's say I invested $1,000 into the business. I invested $1,000 and we're going to open up a grocery store and you're going to run the grocery store. We're going to share in the profits, we're going to share in the losses. Why should we share in, let's talk about profits. Why should we share in the profits? An iska, says the Gemara, is chatzi milveh v'chatzi pikadon. Now, if we're sharing in the losses, let's say, that means I'm guaranteed my half of the principal. I'm guaranteed back, right? Now, if there's a loss, if the business loses $300. There was an investment of $1,000, and now there's $700 left. I'm not so good at math, right? So, I don't lose $300. You lose $150. I have to get back $850. Right? I get back $850, so now you lose $150. And I lost $150 because I got back $850 out of the $1,000. You lost $150 because there was really $700 left, and you had to give me the $150. In other words, so half of it, I'm guaranteed back from you. So that's like a loan. I lent you money. Well, what's a loan? A loan means I'm not taking any risk. It means I can't lose. If I lend you money and you blow it in a business thing, so I don't care, right? I'm guaranteed my money back. That's a loan in the Gemara is like a no risk. I'm not talking about the risk that you're not going to pay me back. We're not discussing that. A loan is considered a no risk transaction. I'm not taking any risk. So in an iska, if we share the losses, that means half of it I'm not taking a risk, right? Because you're taking half the loss. So it's, the Gemara says, high iska, this is like the most yesodistic sentence of the whole Ezeu Neshech. High iska, chatzi milve v'chatzi pikadon. Half of it's a pikadon, and I could lose it. You could lose it. I'm right, but half of it's a milva that I'm lending you money, and you're going to give me back that money, right? So when we share the loss, let's say, so what we're in effect saying is that chatzi pikadon lost, and the chatzi milva you have to pay me. That's how we, right? Is it clear? That's how we share the loss. we share in the profits because the chatzi pikadon is mine and the chatzi milv is yours, because when I lend you money, the money's yours. So you gain, and that's the chatzi milv.
Let's say they lose $800, so it doesn't end up being chatzi.
Well, there's $200 left.
And there's $200 left.
So I don't get $200, I get $600. Because you have to take the loss of $400. And I take the loss of $400. So I end up with $600, and I lost $400 from my original $1,000. And you lose $400 because you had to take out of your pocket $400 and give it to me so that we could share in the loss. But the reason we're sharing in the loss is because it's a chatzi pik. The original $1,000, it's considered I was mafkid by you $500, and I could lose that. I'm taking a risk that I could lose.
It's just a word.
It's a pikadon that you're managing for me. You're not really a shomer on it. It means it's mine. It's a way of saying it's that money remains mine. $500 of the business is mine. $500 I lent you. So that's how it works. That's how we end up. That's the lomdisha kishkes of an iska that we share in the profits and losses. It's not just we make up, we're going to share. It's a chatzi milvin, chatzi pikadon. That's how it turns out that we share. That's how it becomes that we share. So what's the Rebus problem? Why are you working in the business? You're not getting paid. Why are you working? But you're working for me too. You're right. That's why you're working for your chatzi milvin. But you're working for me too. I'm staying in bed at night and I'm getting profits. So you're working for me. So really you're working for me because I lent you money. That's the Rebus problem. You're doing me a favor. I'm gaining because I lent you money. I'm gaining more than the loan back. I'm gaining your work. So in any iska, you have to make sure you pay the guy something for his work. That's the Gemara's point. And that's why every heter iska, by the way, will always say, I'm giving the guy a dollar. It can be symbolic. But you have to pay the guy for his work. Otherwise, his work for my chatzi pikadon is mamish ribbis. Because he's working for me for free because I lent him money.
How can it be symbolic? We just did all of Hilfus ribbis and keep talking about not giving the guy a better deal when staying in the apartment and not getting a cheaper deal on gas or whatever we talked about.
It's a very, very good question. I'm not 100% sure of the answer. I suspect the answer is that we're dealing with the Rabbanan Ribbis. We're not dealing with a Diaraisa Ribbis. Whenever you're dealing with a business deal rather than an actual loan, you're talking about a Drabbanan. So, but I will do further research. It's a very good question. And why should you have to pay him the value of the work? Why could... Certainly if I lend you money, mamish, and you come to... I lend you money, mamish, and you work for me. And I say, you know, I did you a favor, I lent you money, I'm going to pay you a dollar less than the going rate. That would for sure be also.
Right.
So why here do you only have to give him a symbolic amount? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I suspect it's the Rabbanon and the many reasons why it would be the Rabbanon, but I'm not 100% sure that that's the right answer, so let me check it out. I'm jumping the gun.
So far it's just iska?
We're talking about an iska. All heter iska is it transforms every loan into an iska. That's what heter iska means. It's not a loan, it's a iska. Meaning we're making believe, okay, we're jumping the gun here. We're making, we're saying, I'm not lending you money. I'm investing in a business transaction that you're gonna, whatever. It gets complicated. That's why some achronim hold it's very problematic if you borrow money to pay a food bill. Because you're clearly not investing the money. The idea of a heter iska is that we're transforming the loan into an iska, and there's an investment, and you're not giving me ribbis, you're giving me my share of the profits.
But all these heter iskas, the guy doesn't bear any loss.
Ah. That's what we're going to learn about. That's what this siman is about. How Klal Yisrael managed to turn a heter iska into like Mechiras Chometz. Except it's not like that. Mechiras Chometz got worse and worse, as I spoke about, B'meshach HaDoiris, and that's why it got to the point where people are makbid not to sell Chometz Gomer, or not to buy from a storekeeper that sold his Chometz. Heter Iska was always... They were very, very careful with Heter Iska, that it shouldn't chas v'shalom touch the Issa Ribbis. It's a shtickle, a joke, as we'll see, because you end up creating a situation where you're guaranteed a return. So in effect, it's Ribbis. In effect, you're not taking a risk. So we'll see. There's many dentiris that, first of all, it creates issues right away. If you borrow money, I always felt borrowing money to buy a house in the way, ever in my lifetime, borrowing money to buy a, in the place of borrowing money to buy a house is a problem. I suspect that buying a house was never viewed as an investment. It was viewed as food. I'm buying a place to live. But in my lifetime, buying a house was totally always like that's, it's an investment. Right, you want when the price of the house goes down, you're going to commit suicide. It's going to blow the whole economy. Look what happened in America. Right? The price of houses went down, and the big problem came. I can't sell my house now. So I know it's more complicated than that because I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay my mortgage, and I can't sell my house to pay off the mortgage because the price went down because I don't have enough equity in the house. Mm-hmm. So it's but LaMarshall, it bothered in my lifetime. A house was considered an investment, and it rather bothers me very much. I saw it even this morning. I was walking home from shul, and they were talking about buying karka in Eretz Yisrael, but they were talking about it as an investment. And it's really, it creates part of, I believe, part of the housing issues that exist in Eretz Yisrael is because you have all these gvirim that are playing Wall Street with Eretz Yisrael, and really it should be for housing, for people to live. Shouldn't be viewed as an investment that drives prices up because you're playing, you know. So that's a separate issue. But so the poiskim, my point is, in my lifetime, buying a house was an investment, so there wouldn't be any problem in saying that borrowing money to buy a house should be viewed, could have a heter iska. Because mamish, that's like the whole. You're buying a house because you expect the price to go up. It's mamish an investment. They talk about it as an investment because the price of the house fluctuates and people are thrilled when the value goes up. And the worst thing you can say to someone is that the value of the house is going to go down if you move on to the block. You know, the area is becoming no more Haredi, or it's becoming Haredi. And it's going to, like people... I experienced it when I was sitting on a bed, and I experienced it. Like the biggest terror that struck terror in people's hearts is that the price of their house is gonna go down. Like they're gonna. Like the worst thing that could happen to them in their lives is that the real estate value is gonna go down because this guy moved in or this guy. And there's some details on that that I have, not so many, but. Enough that it made an impression on me that it's a terrifying prospect. And I came to realize that people view a house as an investment, primarily. But that's, ironically almost,